Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning Brachos Daf Chof Hei, and today the topic is in the camps of war. There are 9 psukim in total on this daf, and we're going to be focusing on the psukim in Dvarim Chof Gimel, psukim Yud Gimel to Tesvav, which are quoted a number of times throughout the daf on Chof Hei Amud Aleph. The psukim are focused on the way that a person goes to the bathroom. V'yad tiyeh lecha michutz lamachaneh v'yotzosa shamachutz. There shall be an area for you outside of the camp where you will relieve yourself. V'yaseid tiyeh lecha al azeinecha, and you will have a spike in your gear. V'ayah b'shivtecha chutz, and when you go outside v'chofarta, but you'll use it to dig a hole with. V'kisiso etzeisecha, and you will cover up your excrement. Why? Ki Hashem Elokecha misalech bekerev machanecha, for Hashem is walking among your camp, veloseis oivecha lofanecha, to give your enemies in front of you, voya machanecha kadosh, your camp therefore should be holy, veloi yireh v'cha ervas davar, and no nakedness should appear in front of you, v'shav me'acharecha, and your enemy should be turned away from you. Now, the Gemara in Brachos Chofei does a number of things with this pasuk. One of the things Rabbi Yochanan darshens from this is the idea which goes as follows. And it talks about how a person should go to the bathroom. That a person should be somewhat scrupulous as to how much they cover or uncover when they go into the bathroom. And there's a difference whether it's going for feces or urination. This is how much a person is required to conceal themselves and their needs when they're going to the bathroom. What's fascinating is just understanding the context of this over here. First of all, what is this context about? If you go to that section in Parshas Ki Tsetse, you'll notice that this is about war. This is about how we wage war. And the Ramban points out that the reason why the Torah expresses the needs of privacy, of modesty when it comes to the restroom, is because war is the time where all of the most basic needs, all the most basic cares and normal expressions in society break down. People become very coarse. They act coarsely. They do coarse things. They overlook regular normal life. And therefore the Torah emphasizes, be very careful. The way you act, the way you uncover, and the Gemara goes on to say in the Sifrei, the Midrash Halacha even says, even the way you talk, the Lashon Hara, Nishmarta Mikol Davara, Davar means even the way you speak at this point in time. Why? Because it says Hashem is with you. What does it mean Hashem is with you? The Rashbam says on the most basic level, it means that the Aaron, there was an ark which went out with them into the battle. Hashem literally was represented in the war camp, in the war host. However, it's more than that. As Rav Hirsch says in 2 quotes, what is said here primarily for military camps is, of course, meant to apply to any camp, to any sphere in which we may temporarily or permanently settle. All are to bear the stamp of a pure moral way of living. All the places where we live, not just our synagogues and our schools, are not to lack consecration by thoughts of the mission of our life. And what's been told to us over here is almost as if the war camp is an example, an extreme example, about the camp, the camps throughout our lives, the different places we encamp ourselves, whether it be easy or less easy, to express modesty, to express care, to express subtlety, and the thought that there is something above us all the time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us and is with us wherever we travel. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.